Welcome to the Boulder Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Davis. We're retooling the podcast to be a platform for quick hit and publish interviews with local tech and anyone really that are refocusing their efforts to support the community during the coronavirus crisis. We're looking to speak with as many people as we can and release the interviews as quickly as we can turn them around. Our first guest under this new format is Shayla Burrows. She normally works in the blockchain sector, but in this time of virus has shifted her focus to help launch HelpMainStreet.com, a volunteer-powered effort to support small businesses nationwide and worldwide, as it turns out. We spoke earlier today, March 23rd, about what that means.
The idea for Help Main Street was hatched a little less than 2 weeks ago by some entrepreneurs and investors in the New York City area looking for a way to help during the COVID-19 crisis. It was built by a rapidly assembled team of volunteers and launched after 3 days of work. What exactly is Help Main Street?
Help Main Street is an aggregation of restaurants and retailers nationwide that allows people to buy gift cards directly from those restaurants and retailers.
How did you connect with this project and what's your role in it?
I connected with this project through my friend Dimitri, who's one of the co-founders of Alice that's based in New York. And we were talking late one night and I said, how can I help with some of the efforts that you're working on? And he just put me in the Slack with a ton of other New York City tech people. And the people who have been participating include Nihal Mehta, who I know through the New York City ecosystem. He's a venture partner for ENIAC VC, along with my friend Tej from Google. So I was put in a Slack with a lot of players that I already knew and were extremely credible players that were ready to do something really kind. My role in it has been completely volunteer. So I have been coordinating a lot of the inbound that we've received from economic development corporations, from mayors around the US. We've received inbound from France, UK, Canada. And so I'm just one of the people coordinating behind the scenes to make sure it works.
It looked like from the map on the Help Main Street page that most of the participating businesses are in the US, but it sounds like you're branching out and expanding that to worldwide.
Due to demand, we've had to expand worldwide very quickly.
Are businesses finding out about this and contacting you by the dozens, hundreds, or?
Very quickly. Right now we have 14,000 and growing businesses that are on the site. We launched on Wednesday. So I'd say we have grown very quickly. We've had more than 19,000 unique visits. We've had more than 4,700 click-throughs to gift cards and still more to come.
Any idea how much money this has raised so far?
No, unfortunately, we don't have complete visibility into that.
Who else from the Boulder Front Range area is involved in the project?
Bing Chu. I reached out to my friend Andrew Hyatt and said, hey, how do we get a ton of Boulder businesses loaded up onto this platform as quickly as possible? We're launching the next day. And then he put me in touch with Bing, who I'd never met before, but is on the board of the Downtown Boulder Partnership. And he said, I'm going to go to the partnership and see what we can do. And staffers at the Downtown Boulder Partnership spent hours entering in local retailers and restaurants around the county into a spreadsheet manually. And thanks to their work, we were able to launch with 100 Boulder businesses.
What was the biggest challenge you faced in building this app?
I think the biggest challenge is right now, I think we've been able to help people connect with buying gift cards, which I think is great. But for restaurants and retailers, they need to see more recurring revenue to make sure they're going to be okay and sustainable throughout this period. So we're actually now working on a version 2 to address that issue that would enable more recurring spending with patrons who are ready to help their local establishments.
I saw an article in the New York Times about the potential for a coronavirus-caused food crisis in the not-too-distant future, and how mobilizing restaurant workers could be the solution to this crisis. So scrolling the list of nearly 14,000 businesses on Help Main Street, the majority appear to be restaurants, and I wonder if there's a potential for this site to play a role in that effort, since all of a sudden you have a great list of restaurants and other businesses nationwide. Has your thinking even gone that far?
It has. We actually had a fantastic conversation with an economic development group that's quite large in the U.S., and we're looking at how we might work together with them to mobilize the restaurant force and make sure they stay in business. Because, you know, even the issue is at the end of this, they'll need to go back into full swing. And so how do we buoy that a little bit? So we are thinking about that.
Seeing as how New York is one of the hardest hit areas of the country, do you know if anyone on the Help Main Street team has tested positive or is showing symptoms? Is everyone still okay?
No one that I know of. Everyone seems to be okay and has socially distanced. We're all working from home. I've personally had my kid crash a podcast or two. So so the hazards of working from home are probably starting to get to us, but everyone seems healthy so far.
What are you doing with your time other than working on Help Main Street these days?
I am holding down the fort of sanity in our house and fielding our three-year-old who is going to be home from school for the foreseeable future.
Exciting. Are you in contact with or aware of other tech companies or workers here on the Front Range who are retooling their businesses or otherwise working to help during this crisis?
I don't know of any yet. I'm sure that there are many that exist. What I have noticed is an outpouring of kindness and help from all over. And I will say there are large tech companies that we've been working with, such as Square, to help small restaurants and retailers get their e-gift card programs up and online. So I know that there are some big tech companies that are involved. I would love to hear from you if you find other companies that are specifically trying to help the Front Range.
We've got a long way to go until we're out of the woods on this, but it seems that whatever comes after will be different from how things were before. Have you thought much about that? Do you have sort of an ideal vision coming out of this, what that change might look like?
It's so hard to predict. I don't know if anyone could have predicted what we're going through right now. And I think the best thing is to let my canoe go down the river and roll with the times. I will say that Help Main Street is a completely volunteer effort. It will remain that. And this is not a venture-backed new unicorn that's going to come out. This was made specifically for this purpose. It will be served for this purpose. And then hopefully when all of this resolves, we'll pack up our things and go back to normalcy.
Here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
anything you'd like to add or anything you're wondering why I haven't asked you?
No, I would love one plug for helpmainstreet.com. And that is that people get on to helpmainstreet.com, put in their zip code, choose a local restaurant or retailer they love, and buy a gift card. It's never been more important to just keep people alive and buoyed through this time. We will get through it. And Help Main Street is a part of that. If you want to contribute to Help Main Street, reach out. I'm on the other end.
Shayla Burrows, Help Main Street, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Shayla Burrows from helpmainstreet.com. Follow her on Twitter at Shayla Burrows. That's S-H-A-L-A-B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S. The Boulder Tech Podcast is made possible in part by Glider, a Colorado-based community movement and nonprofit that produces Boulder's Ignite and TEDx events, as well as Boulder Startup Week. Learn more and consider a donation at glider.com. The Boulder Tech Podcast is produced by me, Joel Davis. Your feedback, criticisms, and comments are welcome. And again, if you or your company or organization have switched your focus to helping solve the many problems caused by the coronavirus pandemic, and you'd like to come on the podcast to talk about it, reach me at joel@dojo4.com or DM me on Twitter at Boulder TechCast. Thanks for listening. Stay healthy and safe, wash your hands, maintain that physical distancing, and we'll see you back here for the next episode of the Boulder Tech Podcast.